إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولا وبعد. I'm at the IMA convention in Cape Town, a beautiful hotel, the Lagoon Beach Hotel, looking out across Table Bay. On the other side of it is the Table Mountain, covered this morning with its customary tablecloth, the cloud that sits on top of the mountain. But very, very beautiful setting, alhamdulillah. Convention of health workers, as they like to call themselves, the doctors, nurses, physiotherapists, pharmacists, and so on. And alhamdulillah, we're looking forward to a wonderful and very productive and useful weekend. My dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about this dunya, he said, "Ad-dunya mazra'ul akhirah." He said, this dunya is the tilth of the akhirah. This is the farming of the akhirah. These are the fields of the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world with two lives, or rather two parts of one life. One life which is limited and one life which is unlimited. One life in which we have ikhtiyar, in which we have the ability to do things, where we have a choice, and the other life in which we do not have ikhtiyar. We have no choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world with the means to take action in the limited life, so that we can benefit from that action in the life which is not limited. So everybody, illa mashallah, is born with his faculties and he is born with the ability to decide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this and he said,
الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ وَبَدَأَ خَلْقَ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ نَسْلَهُ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ مَاءٍ مَهِينٍ ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is the one who created everything in the most beautiful and the best form, and he began the creation of man from clay. And then he created the process of procreation, the process of reproduction, the way we know it, which is the genetic process, through liquid which is impure. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the ruh into the person and then gave him hearing and gave him sight and gave him understanding. قَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah said, few are those who are grateful, and may Allah make us among those who are the shakirin, inshaAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world with these abilities. Allah did not send us into this world with material. Allah did not send us into this world with money or with... He didn't even send us with knowledge. Allah sent us with the ability to choose. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us a book of guidance through His Nabi Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so that we make the right choices. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter, when we go from this world into the next world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to take those actions with us. Allah did not allow us to take the material. All our cars and houses and whatnot will stay here. We all know this. What will go is the amal, are the actions. Whether they are good or not, they will go with us. So Allah sent us with the ability to create the action, and He permitted us to take the action with us. And based on those actions, Allah will decide what is to happen in the world, in the life that is going to come, which is endless, which is boundaryless, unlimited. So actions in this limited life will affect the results in the life which has no limit. The decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ amala. Allah said this whole chakkar, this whole cycle of life and death is so that you can be tested to see which of you will do the best deeds. The choice here is not between haram and halal. The choice here is between two halal things. But one has less value, the other one has more value. It is halal for you to use your, to earn halal of obviously, but from that wealth, it is halal for you to buy a Mercedes S-Class. It's not haram. It is halal. But one you choose to do that, the other one you say, all right, I'm not going to buy a Mercedes S-Class, I'm going to buy a Toyota Camry, which is a beautiful car. And the rest of the money, I will set up a revolving fund to give free medicines to poor people who cannot afford medicines. This is also a halal amal. You will not go to Jahannam for buying a Mercedes. Believe me, Allah, inshallah ta'ala, Allah will give you, will not definitely not punish you for this. It's not something that attracts azab. But if you think that you who bought a Mercedes will get the same reward as the one who did the other thing, then that's obviously not true. Our choices. I'm going to show you a clip in my address. Small group of poor people, one guy started it in Aurangabad, in India. He saw some poor people, there's no food. He said, okay, I'm going to start a roti bank. So ordinary, normal people, your wife, my wife, your home, my home, they cook food and they take it and deposit it in that bank. Whatever, you, I mean, roti or anything. It's called roti, but it's not only roti. So. And any poor person who has no food to eat can come there and take that for free. No charge. They don't even check, are you poor or not poor? I mean, you can go, I can go and say, I have no food, they'll give. This is also an option. Ad-dunya, mazraul akhirah. So I say to people, don't reject the dunya, don't leave the dunya. Allah did not send us into this world to leave the dunya. This is a very big misconception that may Allah protect us, we are the producers of this misconception. Dunya ko tark karo, dunya ko tark karne ko kab bola Allah ne? Allah ne dunya ko istemal karne ko bola. It's like saying to the farmer, leave the field. It's crazy, why would you leave the field? I'm a farmer. A farmer should love the field. But loving the field doesn't mean he goes and sleeps in the field. It means he tills the field, he waters, he plants, he winnows, he fertilizes, he does whatever is required in that field in order to get the best possible crop that he can get. That is the meaning of loving the field. The meaning of loving the field is not to go and sleep in the field. And that is the way to understand this dunya. We need to love the dunya. But love the dunya for the right reasons. Not love the dunya by putting the dunya in the heart. No, love the dunya for the right. What is the right reason? The same reason the farmer loves the field. To get the maximum crop out of this field. So we love the dunya for what? Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan. Wa fil akhirati hasanatan. Wa qina adhaban nar. We must love the dunya in order to get the maximum benefit out of the dunya for the akhirah. Benefit of dunya from the purpose of dunya is the purpose of dunya. This is the place to earn. What do we say about our businesses? What do you say about your medical practice? My father was a doctor also. What do you say about the medical practices? I don't know if you have the time, we'll talk in the big in your conference as well, but I'm a business consultant, as you know. So my father started a private practice. A very short time. He most of the time was in government practice. Started a private practice. 1 month passed, 2 months passed, 3 months passed, no profit. On top of that, he's incurring a loss. So I said, this is crazy. Every doctor I know makes money out of private practice. Halal money. I'm not talking about doing haram stuff. I mean, halal money, a well-managed private practice will give you profit. Yes or no? I said, my father's practice doesn't give it to him. He gives him, gets him a loss. So I said, what are you doing? He said, I don't know. I'm doing my work. I mean, you know, you are the business guy. Come and see it. So I went and sat in the corner. What do I see? I see one old woman who comes and she, my father, you know, examines her, diagnoses, and then gives her a prescription. So the lady says, Doctor Sahib, aapki fees dene ke vaste mere paas paise nahi hai. I don't have money to give you a fees. My father said, no, don't worry about the fees. It's okay. It's okay. Then he gives her the prescription. She says, how much will this cost? So my father tells her some 50 rupees. You know, in India, medicine is cheap also. 50 rupees something. She says, I have no 50 rupees. So my father takes 50 rupees and gives it to her. So now I'm sitting and watching this. So why the business is making a loss is diagnosis correct. So I asked him, I said, so I said, what is this? I mean, you are running a private practice. Theek hai, you didn't take the fees, alhamdulillah. He tells me, what is the use of me prescribing a medicine that she cannot buy? She needs the medicine. She will not get cured unless she has the medicine. What is the good of prescribing the medicine she cannot buy? A dunya, mazra ul akhirah. So I said to him, what you are doing is right. Alhamdulillah, you do as long as you can do. I have nothing more to say. He passed away 2007. May Allah give him Jannah, inshallah. The only doctor that I know who never made money in his life. When he died, my virasat from my father was one book of the seerah of Rasulullah. Bas. Nothing more and nothing more can be more valuable. The reason I'm saying this to you is that the world is the tilth, the fields and the farms for everybody. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives some more than others. فَضَّلْنَا بَعْدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْدٍ. Allah said, we have blessed some people more than others. And in my view, the top of that pile are the doctors. Top of that. The people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the most are doctors. Because Allah has given you the knowledge and the ability to alleviate suffering directly by means of your knowledge. I can also do it by giving money and so on and so forth. Others can do it in different ways. But doctors are the only people who have been given this knowledge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because who is Shafi? I don't have to tell you this. I know you also believe the same that I believe, that you are not the ones who cure. The cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But alhamdulillah, Allah gave you the ability, the knowledge to recognize illness and to prescribe the right treatment for that illness, so that suffering and pain is alleviated, that people are free from pain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free you from pain in the akhirah, like you free people from pain in this dunya, inshallah. The reason I'm saying this is not only to make you happy, but to also remind you that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a privilege, then the questioning on that privilege also comes to the same people. Allah will not question me why the pain of somebody was not alleviated, because I'm not a doctor. The only decision in my entire life which I regret is not becoming a medic, is not becoming a doctor. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given me enough and more in many ways, and I'm most grateful to Him. But if somebody asked me, what would you do if you could live your life again, I said I would become a doctor. And therefore, there is a special responsibility that doctors have. And Allah will reward you in keeping with that responsibility, inshallah. So my reminder to myself and you is, let us treat this dunya the way it is to be treated. Love this dunya the way the farmer loves his fields, by using those fields to extract the maximum crop that he can get. And therefore, you love the dunya by extracting the maximum benefit for the akhirah that you can extract from this dunya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the special ability to do that more than anyone else can do. And therefore, use that knowledge for that purpose. And ensure that you do not use that knowledge to destroy this, your own akhirah. Because this is what people do. How does shaitan deceive us? We know that we were born with the ability to act, with ability to do amal, and that only the amal will go with us. But shaitan deceives us by making us destroy our amal for the mal, by making us destroy our deeds for the material benefits. That's a very bad bargain. We must use the mal to create amal. Use material to create the amal which we will take with us in our, on our journey in the akhirah. Not the other way around. Use amal to create mal which is being left behind. I mean, it makes no sense. Why would you use something which you can take with you to get something which you cannot take with you? But that is the whole problem with the dunya. No, what else is there? This is, if you understand this one thing, we are good, alhamdulillah. Use that which you cannot take to build something which you can take. So use the mal, and mal I don't mean only money, I mean money and our knowledge and whatever of this dunya, asbab of this dunya, use them to create the amal to take with us in the akhirah, inshallah. And that's why I began with the hadith of Rasulullah, where he said, "Ad-dunya mazra'u al-akhirah," kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him, and to enable us to earn the maximum amal and the maximum hasanat in this dunya for our akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.